Is it dangerous to drive while listening to the radio? In other words, should you pull over right now? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There have been studies in the past showing that when certain kinds of people listen to certain kinds of radio, they can get distracted. For example, in 2009, a study by Britain's University of Leicester put soccer fans and non-soccer fans in a driving simulator and had them listen to a soccer game. They found that when the match got exciting, the soccer fans became erratic. They changed speed, they drove too close to the car in front, whereas the non-soccer fans, listening to the same broadcast, were unfazed. Now, there is yet another study on radio listening and driving, this one testing the effect of music. A Dutch researcher at the University of Groningen put 47 students in a driving simulator and had them listen to their favorite playlist, and she found that not only did the music not impair their ability to safely follow the car in front, but those who drove with their favorite music actually responded to changing conditions faster than those driving without music. And the louder the music, the better the driving. Now, it's important to note they were asked to pick favorite and familiar songs, not something jarring and strange. So, right, exactly. You don't. You want to be careful. Right. That's enough. By the way, scientists still have not determined the effect on drivers of gripping radio commentary. But not to worry. With today's piece, I'm done for the week, so on your way. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at daveross.com.